All right, real quick, start things off before I get into college football, because Antonio Brown news happened on Friday, and I tweeted this out in all caps because I was furious. This happened literally right after the show, as I pulled in my car to pull away from the station here in Mandeville, Louisiana. Breaking news happened. Antonio Brown has been cut by the New England Patriots. And I was like, huh? Why does everything happen after the show? Well, first off, Bill Belichick, you should have never signed the guy in the first place with all these allegations. It makes you look like a real words that you can't say on the radio. But Bill Belichick, and then he doesn't want to answer for his signing. Like, people are thinking, like, he's the head coach. Why does he have to answer? Why not the general manager? Ring, ring, ring. He is the general manager. And before we get into Antonio Brown, he was cut. If you didn't see this, it was pregame before on CBS, before the Patriots and Jets game. He was stopped for a quick interview, 8 seconds long. It won't do it justice. So I'll have to explain it to you when it's over. But just listen.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what was the final straw with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, we're focused on the Jets today.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Dana?
The problem with that is, let's see. She says, thank you, Coach, at the six-second mark. A full 2 seconds, Bill Belichick just stared her down. Didn't move. Just stared at her. Like she was less? Like he doesn't owe anybody an answer? Like he's showing his true form that he's literally an a-hole, which is true, always has been. And to be clear, it's not the non-answer that's the problem here. That's fine. Belichick doesn't need to answer. He doesn't have to. He has to do his media obligations. He can do what Marshawn Lynch once said, I'm only here so I don't get fined. He can do what he does. We're focused on the Jets. We're focused on the next team. That's what he's basically trained the New England Patriots coaching staff and players to do. It's the stare down after she thanks him and his inability to say anything in return that makes him that a-hole. Like, there's no reason behind it at all. Like, I don't get what Bill Belichick's problem is, because they show him in the media and then during his normal life outside of football or even with his team. Like, what you and I don't see, he's actually a funny guy. He talks. He's not robotic. This is one of Will Smith's from iRobot's robots that went wrong. That's Bill Belichick. If you've never seen iRobot, you see that. Where the robots go crazy. That's one of Bill Belichick. But Antonio Brown got cut. And then on Sunday, he woke up and said, you know what? Let's dig this hole deeper and deeper and deeper and go to Twitter. He tweeted, system working effectively. Basically, the Patriots fan threatened a Sports Illustrated writer who revealed a sexual harassment claim. Okay. He's basically quoting people that have had sexual assaults. Steelers quarterback investigated in sexual assault. AB said, 4 games for Big Ben. Crazy world. I'm done with it. Then he went back to Twitter. Shannon Sharp, the funny guy on TV, still after this. Shannon Sharp accused of sexual assault. And then he tweeted a picture with the girl, by the way, who's a former LSU gymnast, on Twitter, of him and Antonio Brown holding hands doing a workout. And AB goes, Kraft, which is, by the way, is the Patriots owner, said got caught in the parlor. AB speculations fired, different strokes, different folks clearly, which, English, please. And then he tweeted, which, by the way, this has to be a retirement tweet, I will not be playing in the NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the NFL MPA holds them accountable. Sad they can just void guarantees anytime going on $40 million in 2 months. We'll see if they pay up. And the funny thing about this is, literally in April of 2019, he tweeted, "Keep your emotions off the internet." You know, if he just followed his own advice, he might still be playing football. He might.